farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, we turn to coffee, one of Kingston and St. Andrew's choice crops. But before we tell you what's involved in the planting and maintenance process, we look at the coffee leaf rust, one of the diseases that may affect the plant. I'm Camellia Guthrie. Good morning.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Coffee trees produce their best beans when grown at high altitudes in a tropical climate where there is rich soil. This explains why the hilly terrain of Kingston and St. Andrew, particularly St. Andrew, is considered the perfect location for growing the crop. It's for this reason and more why new entrant and existing farmers in the parish are being urged to get into coffee production.
Coffee, which is the dominant crop for the parish in the hilly areas, is presently on the upturn in that there is a new zest in the revitalization of that commodity.
Rada Parish Agricultural Manager for Kingston and St. Andrew, Stanford Laws. Jamaica has the finest, as in the best, coffee in the world. However, pests and diseases oftentimes threaten to destroy the crop, posing a challenge to farmers. The coffee berry borer and the coffee leaf rust are two of these enemies. This morning, we look at the coffee leaf rust.
That yellow powdery substance that you see on the back of the leaves at specific time of the year. So you have the disease affecting the tree when the tree is already stressed, because the tree has to be manufacturing food to feed the berries, and at the same time, there's a threat for the leaves to fall out. The disease is basically affecting the leaves. Yeah. And if it affects the leaves, it's going to affect your production and your output from your farm. Yeah.
Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell, speaking with coffee farmers in the Westphalia in the Blue Mountains about the coffee leaf rust disease at a recent training session. There are about three different methods farmers are encouraged to use to control the disease. However, the aim is to not get it. So here's what to look out for.
The disease operates in such a manner that it can't tolerate sunlight. That is why you find it under the bottom of the leaf. So you can be going through your farm and assuming you're going through and you don't see it until it is past the slight infection stage. So we're imploring you, when you're walking through, make sure you check not only the borer, but check a few of the trees, turn over the leaves and look underneath it.
The coffee leaf rust disease hates sunlight but loves moisture. Managing the amount of moisture your coffee plants are exposed to is therefore critical.
If you want to reduce moisture on the farm, you reduce the shade.
Yeah.
And allow air and light to pass through the farm so that the spores won't find it that easy to get moisture that they can germinate and continue to reproduce.
After planting and tending to your coffee plants, harvesting is always a welcomed activity. But sometimes farmers leave the coffee farm unattended after reaping, and this only helps the coffee leaf rust disease to spread without much effort.
Don't just abandon the farm after coffee don't reap, but to walk it intermittently and check to find out if it is there.
Trading manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell, speaking with coffee farmers in Westphalia in the Blue Mountains about the coffee leaf rust disease at a recent training session. The proverb for this morning is, "No mug no broke no coffee no dashwe." Translation, the mug is not broken, therefore the coffee is not thrown away or wasted. This means that even in the most difficult of times, if total devastation has not occurred, one should count his or her blessings or do not blow simple matters out of proportion. That closes out the program for today, but join me again on Monday when we look at coffee. I'm Camellia Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.